I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Jim Crane, the owner of the Houston Astros, reminds you that he's gutting his organization.
I have made the decision to dismiss A.J. Hinch and Jeff Luhnow. We need to move forward with a clean slate.
Okay, that'll get things done. The Astros lose a first and second round pick the next 2 years, this year and next year. They, as you heard right there, dismissed the manager and the general manager. So there you go. A $5 million fine, which I heard someone do the math. And if you're Jim Crane, that's the equivalent of somebody that makes $50,000 getting a $100 fine. Someone was doing the math yesterday, right?
Speeding ticket.
And there's more to come probably for the Red Sox, so be prepared for that. But we zero in on the Houston Astros this morning. This one hit, I don't want to say like a ton of bricks because you knew that it was coming. You knew it was coming down. Is this a big enough deterrent? I don't know. It's nice to see Major League Baseball act. It seems like a big sum of money. It seems like a big heavy-handed punishment. I don't know if A.J. Hinch, he probably will never manage again. Luhnow probably won't get a big-time job in baseball ever again. I just find it odd that no players were punished.
That part's odd, especially when you consider the amount of success that some of these players had at home relative to the success they had on the road. I think what will be more telling is how serious is the punishment on Alex Cora specifically when it comes down. I think this is a start. I think this is much better than the NFL's response to Spygate back in the day. I think this sets a tone that if you're going to be an upper-level management piece of an organization that does not step in when these things are said to be illegal, when you're told explicitly by the league, if this stuff continues to happen, the hammer will come down, that the hammer will come down on you for not going out of your way to make it cease to exist within your organization.
Yeah. Well, Luhnow's statement, man, it says it started with players. So you're right. Why, you know, and then it said, and then it goes and went to the bench coach, and not just a coach, it was the bench coach. So that's the Cora thing.
Well, for me, what I read in all this, too, was that A.J. Hinch at one point broke the or tried to unplug or break or kind of unhook the screen that showed the, you
he
know,
damaged the monitor.
Stuff.
Yeah.
And then he kind of realized at some point, he to his better efforts, that the players kept doing it and kept doing it and kept doing it. And he's kind of exhausted all his efforts. And I don't know. For me, like, it is a big deal. And it's a gigantic situation in Major League Baseball. And I was watching, I put on MLB Network right away yesterday, and they were saying about how it's a momentous day. I just think that there will be something where the crooks come along and they'll try to get ahead of the technology again. And it'll happen sooner rather than later.
But I think
and
this
I'm not
level-
going to play like holier than thou this morning, like, oh, yes, this is great. Like, I think we're naive to think that there hasn't been cheating in baseball for, well, the whole time baseball.
But I think this level of punishment is going to give someone pause to think about doing it. If they're presented the opportunity to try to get around the rules of using electronic equipment to steal signs or to cheat in some way, this is going to give you pause. You see a manager and a GM get ousted after being suspended for an entire year. And again, we don't know what Cora's suspension is going to be. If Hinch and Luhnow get a year apiece, I imagine the punishment on Cora will probably be more severe as he was a part of this with two different organizations and was, it sounds like, part of the impetus for improving the system when Carlos Beltran suggested they improve the system. I'd be curious if there's any punishment for Beltran, who's now a manager, even though he was a player then. There's a lot still, I think, to come of this, but I think if you're involved in any way or if you even have had a thought about, okay, how can we somehow get the signs?
Well, here's where I think that this is circle talk, and that you say that, and it makes a lot of sense what you say. But unless you punish players, how will it stop them? No player looks at this and goes into spring training, whether it's in Arizona or Florida, and they say, wow, there is a motivation for me to stop doing what I'm doing because none of my brethren were punished in all of this. You know who lost their job? A manager who's already made a gazillion dollars. He's going to be okay if he never works again. A general manager who's also made a gazillion dollars. He's going to be okay if he never works again. A guy that is a player that puts on a uniform that goes out there, not one of us got hit at all. At all. Even a 10-game suspension. Even a 50-game suspension. Even an 82-game suspension or 162-game suspension, 81-game suspension or 162-game suspension. None of us got hit one iota or even for a $1,500. So while what you're saying makes a lot of sense to me, how are you going to go ahead and punish the generals but not the foot soldiers? I don't get it.
I'm with you. I think there should be some punishment for, especially when you look at the... If this investigation was really a deep dive into how everything came about and who was involved in it, then yes, you have to consider punishment for those players that were at the core of this system. But I also think, and it's not to say that the punishment doesn't matter, because punishment would be nice to see, especially in the cases of players who were at the core of this. But I also think that if you're Bregman, Correa, Altuve, Springer, Reddick, any of the other guys, anybody else that was a part of this, that you're now going to live with the stink of this for the rest of your career. And maybe it didn't hit you in the pocketbook, and maybe it won't hit you in the number of games you're going to play in 2019 or beyond, or 2020 or beyond, but you're forever going to be labeled with the stink of you were one of the guys on that Astros team that cheated. And if I were a ball player, regardless of how many wins it may lead to, I don't want to be a part of that. I don't want to be a guy who...
It's not going to stop Joe Musgrove from getting another contract if he pitches well in Pittsburgh. Like, stink is one thing, but it's not tangible whenever you go out there. It's not going to stop Garrett Cole from being paid a gazillion bucks.
It'll slow people down when Bregman, Correa, all the hitters who may have benefited from this, when the next opportunity comes up to pay those guys, if you're a general manager, your first thought is going to be, was this guy really that good those years, or was it because he knew a fastball was coming because somebody banged on a garbage can because they stole a sign?
Well, I think that's still yet to be seen, though. I don't know if that's the case. I don't think we could definitively say that right now.
No, I'm saying if I were I'm not saying anything definitive. I'm saying if I were a general manager, I don't give those guys as much money as I would have before because I don't know how much they cheated.
But did they definitely close the book on this? Because you know what I'm saying? In other words, if it filters down, what's weird about this is a lot of times it's like if you're the rank and file, mm-hmm. you're following orders. And here it trickled up.
Well, here I think we see that the players were more important than the manager. The manager was, I don't know if afraid is the right word. But
that's what it sounds like. But it sounds like A.J. Hinch didn't have the kind of control that maybe even Alex Cora had.
Well, I don't know. And we'll get into this a little later, but the inner workings of a baseball team and how players cheat a lot of times don't involve the manager. They take it upon themselves to do things, and the manager isn't really interworked and interspersed with that because he's not a vital part of that
communication. That's understood, but I think as evidenced by the fact that
I've cheated on a baseball field many a times, and it didn't involve anybody that was a manager.
But in this case, A.J. Hinch did know, as evidenced by the fact that he tried to destroy the monitor
right.
multiple times.
Jim Crane, let's hear from him. He owns the Houston Astros. He's not happy right now.
Well, quickly look for someone to manage the team as soon as we get out of here today. Certainly we have possibilities internally. We'll also look outside. The baseball operation I will oversee. We have a number of capable guys that can run that operation. A number of them were interviewed for GM spots, one in particular. And so we'll sit down today and start working on that and move as quickly as we can.
You know what I wonder now? Now, certainly you're right about this. The people will have pause to participate in anything that involves, that's even on the fringes of like electronic cheating or anything like that, that they're mm-hmm. like, oh, you know, guys lost their job and they brought the hammer down, so to speak, on the Houston Astros. I wonder now if like good old, if people will have pause to just participate in good old-fashioned cheating, like good old-fashioned sign stealing.
Like standing on second base,
yes.
trying to, or even in the opposing dugout trying to figure out the third base coach.
Yes, like any of
and
that.
And see, here's the thing. I got no problem with that. If you're standing on second base and you look in at the signs that are coming out from the catcher and you notice, oh, man, okay, indicators one, and or I know that the last sign is always going to be then you figure it out, and you talk to your guys, and you put that in action the next thing. Hey, you picked it up while you were taking your lead off the second base. I got no problem with that. If you're in the dugout and you pick up what the third base coach is doing, I got no problem with that.
I think with a lot of crimes, so to speak, this is going to play out exactly how a lot of crimes play out. It'll die down for just a little bit, and then people will be right back into how they acted in not too far from now. Maybe a year, couple years or so. The crooks can't keep themselves from being crooks.
Well, yeah, there will always be people who try to skirt the law
yes.
or the rules in this case. I mean, those people are always going to exist. I think the question is, how much pause are those people given by what Rob Manfred handed down yesterday? And I think it gives you more pause. And again, I think the Alex Cora punishment will be more telling because, again, he was involved in this with two different organizations, the electronic sign stealing.
All right, well, let's talk about that for a minute. Does Alex Cora then get the same punishment? Now,
no, I think he deserves more, in my opinion.
And it'll be interesting to see if the Red Sox stick with him or the Red Sox will be given no choice but to fire him,
mm-hmm.
right? Because the Major League Baseball didn't fire Lunau and A.J. Hinch.
Right, that was Jim Crane's decision.
They could have just been suspended and stuck around and sat out for a year and then
right.
come back. Although one would think that maybe they consulted with them and said, hey, what are you going to do with these guys when we suspend them for a year? And Crane could have told them, well, I'm going to get rid of them, and it looks better for both parties.
Maybe.
But I just wonder what's going to happen. I think Cora will probably just get the year, and that's it. And then the Red Sox will do away with him, and then he'll play his way out of baseball anyway, considering, or, you know, push his way out of baseball because he'll be fired by the Red Sox.
I would prefer a longer suspension for Cora, a much more serious one. I think there's the other question that we talked about earlier. What's the blowback on Carlos Beltran? Because that would be the only case of someone who was involved in this as a player feeling any sort of discipline, but he's no longer a player. He has just taken over as the Mets manager.
Baseball would like it if everybody just started ratting on everybody. And it doesn't feel like that's going to happen outside of Mike Fiers. Like, I don't think Beltran's going to all of a sudden say, this guy did this, this guy did this, this guy did this, and this guy did this. Or you're going to have Correa or Springer or somebody say, this guy did this, this guy did this. They're not going to have that outside of Fiers.
Or maybe the players who were a part of this were a part of this investigation and were told, hey, you tell us everything you know and you won't be suspended. Again, I don't know how deep the dive went and who Rob Manfred talked to outside of
60
the
people,
executives
right?
and management. So you would imagine some players had to be involved in
One
that.
One would think.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.